Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
In 1885, Alpheus Bede Stickney purchased land on the Mississippi to establish a stockyard. A mere 30 years before, this very land had been Dakota land, until the Dakota had been removed by the federal government to make room for white settlement. Now this area was called South St. Paul, and Stickney's stockyard jammed with cattle. South St. Paul was a midway point between the Western ranches and the meatpacking plants in Chicago. Cattle arrived here to fatten up en route. Immigrants poured into the town from Southern and Eastern Europe to work the yard, and later, the two meatpacking plants that grew up alongside, because why ship the cattle to Chicago when you could turn them into roast and hamburger patties right here? The industry was booming in the early decades of the 20th century, and so was South St. Paul, Minnesota's own cowtown, which had the stink and noise to prove it. But the decentralization of the meatpacking industry in the second half of the century led to the shuttering of the plants. Only South St. Paul's stockyard remained until that too closed in 2008.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at mn90.org.